Begin the Quran daf, Masech Tzchun, daf Yud Beis. Begin on the Beis, again, Tez Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Man Tana Dula Be'in Kivan L'Shechita. Who is it that holds that you don't have to have intent when it comes to Shechita? Because we see that a Cher Shalib Akatan, they're not intending for Shechita, and even so, the Mishnah says it's going to be kosher when you have someone that's looking over them. So says Tosfos Tim, it's a wonder because the Mashmahacha, okay, so it sounds like over here, the Chershayt Bakatan, that they are La B'nei Kabanan, that they don't have focus, they don't have intent, and that is Afilachim Aim Dimal Gabam. That's even if you have others looking over them, because that's the case that's talking about. That is Tomachim Aim Gabam, and that's why it's kosher, but and that's what we're saying, that even though they don't have Kabana B'Shechita, it's going to be okay. So we're saying that even when someone is standing over them, they don't have Kabana, but Besayiv Perik Beis the Gittin and the Chav Beis. Now we do in the Mishnah. Kol Ksheim Lichta Besaget. Everyone's valid to write the divorce document. If a Chereshet Bekatan, even a Chereshet Bekatan. A part of the Gemara, asked, "I belay lab b'day dayinin," but they don't have intelligence. I'm trying to think. My answer is, "Oh, Shagod Omer Gabam." Oh, we're talking where there is an adult looking over them. So I'm obviously b'nei kavan l'shmaninu. Obviously, we are considering them as having focus for the intention. Kisha God Omer Gabam when there is an adult looking over them, and that's the case we're talking about by the Shechita. So why are we calling that Loi kavan l'shchita? Yishlim, as we can say, is begodl emir al gabayim. When we say over there that there's an adult looking over them, ha'inim shem alamdim isam. That by the case of gittin, that they teach them a masir noisam and they're warning them lasais l'shma to do it for the namesake. That's called having kavana. Abul hachab over here, achim roim isam. When we see others are looking over them, but amakama, people are looking at and seeing what's being done. Now, since it says avakav the reish pirkin, although in the beginning of the paragraph of gimel minav kari lachem roi noisai, the terminology that's used is good amak above, it doesn't really mean the same thing. It just means people overlooking them, but not actually training them and teaching them, and therefore it's considered as they're not having kabbalah shchita. Then since it says to say the perik mitzvah chalitza and yavamis of kavdama bezamina, we say hacheresh and nechlets. Regarding the cheresh that chalitza was done to him, a cheresha shecholza, and a deaf mute woman that does chalitza, v'hachalitza is mena katan, or if someone does chalitza from a minor, chalitza is a psula. The chalitza is going to be disqualified. Mefarash Hassan, the Gemara explains it, but the cheresh v'charesha, why they disqualify? Because they cannot recite the psukim that you're supposed to say during chalitza. They're mute. I have a katan, why is a minor disqualified? Because it says ish, and you have to be an adult to do chalitza. Says Taisus, what do you mean? Why do you have to come under there? Why don't you just say the in kavana? Because you have to have focus. I mean, like the Gemara says over there, and Yevamah called vav medav the chalitza psula. Chalitza is disqualified. It's chab nishneim until both of them have kavana. And you tell me that katanim don't have kavana. The Hashem says we can say is the chalitza be bezdin doing chalitza and bezdin, which is where it's done. Have a good lo emel agabav. It's like the case of gittin when you have an adult looking over them. Shemasir and oisin lasais lishma that they want him to do lishma. Therefore, actually, it would be valid. For that aspect, but says me, what typical is in the time of tesefta? Learn tesefta the shaita lav bechalitzahu that someone who's mentally deranged cannot do chalitza. Now says taisavi chashivi bezdin, but if you consider bezdin k'maygod l'omer gabah, we're having an adult standing over them. I feel the shaita nami, then even shaita should be valid k'maygod get like by get which we say is qualified by the shaita. The shema says but you can say it's l'gabi get. By get mahani, yeah, there it's going to be a fact of the beget mucha milsa tfei, because by get it's more obvious to avad l'shma that you're doing it for the namesake, kishem anichin, when they let, lichtav shema yirushma, v'shemir, v'shemira, this is what they're leaving the spaces, and this is what they're, when they're differentiating exactly all these different specific details, it's obvious that they're doing it for the namesake. So they're even by a mentally drained, it's going to be effective because you're God when you have an adult overlooking them. In contrast to the halacha of chalitza, which is not so evident. Like it says, Master begins Gemara, Zira was the min chavraya. So Rashi says, like from the group, but Taisa says, Shem Makam, Zira from this name of the place called chavraya. Because I mean, the Bebreshish Rabbi, like it says in the Medrash, Avimi, chavraya, mevaker, bishaya hava, meaning to say, it was a chacham that would check the bechayers, the firstborns, if Bishai, if there was like a mum. But we see that it's the name of a place called Chavraya. Now it says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Zark Tzak and Lanoi Tzibakaisel. That if someone throws the knife, and is it just to throw it into the wall, and it goes and it checks? So Nassan says, Kasha Chum says it's going to be possible. Now, Hachashiv Miskaben Lechaticha. But what we say is that when you're trying to throw it into the wall, it's considered like as if you have your mind to just cut. K'nemuch l'kaman perik bay is like it's obvious in the Gemara later on the Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Gabli nafle sakin b'shachta. When the knife falls and the chefs, which we say the shechita is possible because it wasn't b'kayach b'adam. The Gemara's medayik that, but if a person was mapalit in the shechts, then it's kosher. Rabbi says, the Mishnah Medei was stomach Reb Nosson that doesn't require kavan b'shechita. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Really said in our sugya that the of the Mishnah is like Reb Nosson. The Gemara says, oh, there is a chiddush that if he would only tell us in our sugya, we would have said that, oh, but here the shechita is kosher because you have a kavan b'chitach b'alma for doing cutting, but which is not the case when the knife falls. So we're saying even here where he's not intending for cutting, it's kosher according to Reb Nosson. So you see from the Gemara there that when you're throwing the knife to the wall, it's considered at least you're having in mind to do a cutting. You're just not having in mind doing a shechita. And what's bothering Taisus is, so why doesn't the Bar say big a chiddush that Reb Nosson says kosher even when you have the knife fall without intending for cutting at all? So it says the menakat l'rabusam d'rabanan, because they're saying a chiddush for the shechita of the rabbanan. The avagav the miskavin l'chaticha that even though you're intending for at least a cutting, pasuk is going to be disqualified. Actually, miskavin l'chaticha zemanim until you have a mind for cutting the zemanim for a shechita. Avram Nassim, you're right. Machshi, he would qualify for lemiskam lechaticha, even if he's not intending for cutting. Could go in hippolis asakim b'shachad, like if he's just having the knife fall down and it slaughters. Can the muchli come on perik beis? Like it's obvious in the Gemara later on in the second perik. Like it says, Master begins the words of the Gemara. Cotton yesh lemachshava in lemachshava. Question is, do we say that a miner that his thoughts significant or not? So Pesach Bekorin tries to explain what's the case. Again, b'shkid discussion, like for example, slaughtering karbanos. The old Pesach Bavachem Megborim beginning of Bavachem Dav Beis Emanav. The bayi lishma that has to be done for its namesake. The shechet cotton oila lishma. And now the minor slaughtering it for the namesake of oila. Me have a karbanos lav. That's the question: is that considered valid intent or not? So the Tzaddik Mitzvah can say, wait, ha'asam mashma. It sounds like from the Gemara within Bavachem this stama nami kasha. That even unspecifically it's kosher, Mishum Dizvachim, Stam Lishmantkam, like we say, like, oh, even unspecifically it's considered Lishma. Vein Apostle is not disqualified, Ashi Chavin Shalal Lishma, until you have in mind not for its namesake. So why do we have to have that he has to have Kavana as long as it doesn't go anti? Beishem Tezu, we can say, is no, the Stam of the cotton, actually, the unspecific of the minor, Gara, is worse. Because the Ainle Das, Lahavan, he doesn't have intelligence to understand Shem Kachim that they are Kabanas. With Saba, he thinks Shem Chulm de Chulm. Vavala Misasik is actually like what's called Misasik that's just like distracted. The Apostle, actually, that is disqualified. I mean, Bezvachim, Maseperik, Bez, the Gear Swords, Beishamai, which is Abmen Vavama Bez, that Lashem Chulm Ksheira, Mishum Chulin Psula. It depends. I mean, if you're doing it L'shem Chulin, meaning you're doing it what's called Shalei L'shma, it's going to be Kashim. Mishum Chulin, if you think it's Chulin Psula, it's going to be disqualified. So, Vafil Amak Kotn Yedian Yishim Kashim. And even if the miner says, I know what Karban is, L'shman and Miskaven, I'm doing it for its namesake, me Bailin. That's the question. And Karban will say, Karban is his intent considered valid intent. But Dimele Mahanyim, maybe it's not going to be effective. Vemein Maisim Machichin, if his actions don't prove and highlight this Machshaba that he's allegedly having. Like it says, Masal begins the word Gemara, but Tebayle Maisa. That what's Reb Yochanan asking if a child has Machshav or not? What do you mean? If you don't know the Braisa, then you should be asking for Maisa too. What Halacha is going to be? That the Gemara explains it. No, he wasn't asking regarding just Machshav. It was Machshav Nikeres Mitoch Maisa. That was the question. So Tosis explains, Kala Sugya, this whole topic, Pirish Bekorin Drash explains as follows. The Maisa Im HaDibur, that when we're talking about the action of the child with his speech, that's Chashev Maisa. That's what's considered in the Gemara, what we're calling Maisa. Machshava Gereda, what do we mean when we say just Machshava? Hainu Dibur B'lei Maisa, that means just speech without action. Machshavti nikeres mitoch maisa. And what does it mean? Your thoughts are recognizable from your actions. Hayne maisa b'lei dibur. That's an action without speech. That's how Rashi explains this idea. So the Tosfos says ve'ein lashon hashas mashma kedvar. But the wording of the Gemara doesn't sound like what he's saying. The yesh lahem maisa. When we say that the cotton has a maisa, mashma sounds like maisa greida. Sounds like just a dry action. Av b'shlo amr klum. Even though they didn't say anything. Which is what Rashi is calling machshav tenikres mitoch maisa. So he says that no, yesh la maisa sounds like just a maisa, because the emtim. So let me begin to say shetola ba mira kaboy ba maisa. If you're going to say that, no, that to say that they have a maisa that is only that when you have a speech also that you need both. M. Kane, if that's the case, so Kihecha Digtani, So just like that we, you're saying that Maisa is not only a Maisa, so that means to say that when you're saying that they have Yeshla Maisa, Daina Maisa and Machshava, that means to say, the way Rashi is explaining means that Maisa with Machshava, and the Eina Machshava, what does it mean that they don't have a Machshava? Haina Machshava Grey, though, that means, okay, they when it's just a Machshava itself, so then, so then you could have said the opposite. You could have said Yeshla Machshava, technically, you could have said, and that would have meant Haina Machshava Ema Maisa, but they don't have a ma'isa when it's just a ma'isa. So technically, you could have said the same words in the opposite, depending on how you're going to translate the words. Void, which some say this is really just like adding on to the first question, or it's a separate question. The lama lelamikid. So why are we picking to explain? Oh, kikim ibayule. The question is machshavt in the case mitoich ma'isav. Oh, that is talking about when His thoughts are recognizable from his actions. Kugoyin, for example, the kaima oila b'chulu, that where the oila was in the south and he's bringing it to the north. Habalele meimer, you should have said kugoyin alan verim and shachakum, that when they took this acorn or this pomegranate and they carved it out stam b'le pirshu and didn't specify that lama behem offer l'kaf mazdam, that he's doing it to use it for measuring or for a scale, and that would have been according to Rashi, machshavat nikeres mitoich ma'isav, that is the question of Rabbi Yechonah. But says Taisa mi levi amaskana, the truth is, according to what the Gemara ends up answering, teboi mideraisa, that really the whole question that we're asking is only because we want to know on the biblical level, meaning if it would even be a leniency. Says Taisa, okay, nicha, then actually makes sense how they knock at the kaima oil of a chul, because the case that we would have picked from the acorn, that's on the chumra, that doesn't prove the rice, that could have been the rabban. Okay, but another question he has on Rashi is hodik tani. So we learn in the Mishnah, it's brought later on, halam cheresh reit v'katan. If the cheresh reit v'katan bring it up to the roof, these produce, af bishet niskamnu lakach, even though this was their intention that it should get wet, ein mechuyutan. It's not going to have the locha of being vulnerable to tumah. And the question says Taisus, but follow Yeshmaisa v'dibur. But here you have an action that they bring it up, and you have speech. According to Rashi, that's considered ma'isa, so that should be effective. Why is it not hoksh l'kabel tumah? So says Taisus, but kunjus tachik l'varsh. Rashi addresses this and he pushes to explain. He says, oh, when it says apishin eskavnu l'kach, even though that was the intention, that means acha halah. That he only intended after it was already brought up, and he sees the dew coming, he's like, oh, that's what he would want. And therefore that doesn't make it into a ma'isa. It's not happening at the same time. But since it's very mashma, it doesn't sound like that. Ela mashma, it sounds like a from the skab m'shas halah, kamar, that was saying that even when you brought it up, that he had an intention. That according to Rashi, that should be considered as a ma'isa. So why was this not going to be hoksh l'kabel tumah? But additionally, afil lehelim stam b'lei pirshu nehaknima. If let's say they bring it up unspecifically, and they don't say they bring it up because of the bugs, it's still a question. Lav b'chiyutin l'Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it should still be qualified to hoksh l'kabel tumah, because Nami says machshav nekeres mitoich ma'isa me'elas. He says that if you could recognize the thought from the action, it's effective. Like when you turn it over, so it should get wet, which dahainu ma'isa b'lei dibur, which that's an action without speech. So even if you bring it up stam, that's a ma'isa without dibur. So it says to me, however, shema oisa ma'isa gori yoiser midai. Maybe that action of just bringing up to the roof is very inferior, because the shema nehakni ma'ela maybe brought up because of the bug, so not because of the dew. So that wouldn't be considered really machshavt in the case mitoich ma'isa. But okay, white question. Another question ties as midik amar. From the fact that the Gemara explains Rabbi Yechonah's question that says oy dilma, maybe no. You took the animal from the south to the north. Maybe makom hudulay isramilei. Maybe this just wasn't space. But it wasn't bringing it to the north because an oilas kachikachim needs to be done in the north. So it says a mashma. It sounds like that the ilav mishum the islon lemitli b'hachi. That if not for that point, that we could say, oh, you know, maybe it's just because there was no space. Then we wouldn't ask the question. It would be obvious that his action would be effective. Even though it's an action without any speech, and we see it's going to be effective, which is not like Rashi that explains that that was actually the suffix of Rabbi Yechanan. So says Tosis, Venir Lafarge. Tosis disagrees and he says, it seems to explain like this. Damirasai, that the speech of the minor, loyme elis v'limiretis, it doesn't do anything one way or the other. Ella, rather, as follows. Maisa gomer, a full-fledged action, kagana hidal and berimain, when you're doing something with the acorn and the pomegranate, the pshita, tim chaykim, letzech beis kibul, obviously they're carving it out because they want to make some form of a receptacle that Vilamad offer to measure some earth and Vilocha lekat maznayim and to make some type of scale out of it. That in that case, what Tosis is saying over here is that according to Rashi, you need deeper, so it makes sense why it says that that's what they were doing it for. That's like what they're saying. According to Tosis, that their speech doesn't do anything. Why is it mentioning that? So Tosis explains, oh, you know, that the knockout, you know, this, that the picking this is just orcha de milsa knockout. That's just, you know, it's norm that it's that's coming to say. But then l'shum tzorech acher, the same thing is, even for some other purpose, it doesn't make a difference. But kivin nein chokim el kedei l'kabel, since they're ultimately carving it out just to be receptacle, chashem ha'isakam, that's considered a full-fledged action, and that's afa pishalei pirshu, even if they did not specify. So that's considered a maisa, according to Tosis. Now, a maisa gerua, now an inferior action. Like when the miner brings it up to the top of the roof, that ain't a moil. That's not going to be effective. That's even though there's a dibur, kediktani, like we learned that af pishin is gavim l'kach. Even though that's their intention, ain't a mechiyutan. That's not going to be qualified for chiyutan, because it's not obvious. But when the person's thoughts is recognizable from his actions, so Tosis explains this a finer point. He says, it is a little obvious. So it was in the south, and they brought it to the north, and they shechted it. That's Kumi Boile. That's where his question was, if that's going to be considered as an action or not. Because Shekin Nere Yaiser, because it does seem a little bit more, that was his intention. Umahani, there it's going to be effective. Afa Bishli Pirish, even though he didn't specify. Oiduma, maybe no. Lab Maisa Gomahu. It's not a full fledged action. Shani Yochalitlais. I could suspend and say Misham Demakamahu Delays Ramili. He just didn't have any room. And Vafilip Pirish, and even if he specifies, Loi Mahani, he's still not going to be effective. Okay, he the Helim. Just like the case of when he brings it up to the roof, that we don't care about what he has to say. So that was the question regarding Machshavti Nikeres Mitech Maisa. Now, Upashit, and so, okay, so the Gemara resolves the question. Mehidikam Rabbi Yechanan, from the fact Rabbi Yechanan says, Mehipech Behen, if the child turns it over from one side to the next, when it was wet with dew, Harem Mechiyutan, okay, so that's going to be qualified already to be Huchshel Kabotum. Which you see that, okay, because it proves a little bit that what he's trying to do. Even though there you could also suspend a little bit that he's really doing it because of the bugs that it should get out to the other side. But it does make more sense that it's because of the dew. Because it's like after the dew was already on one side, he goes and turns it over, that should get onto the other side. So therefore you see that Machshavti Nikeres, which like I said, Ksas Mechiach, is going to be effective. But if Allah is cut in stam, but just in general, unspecifically, if the child brings it up to the roof, that's not going to be qualified for Bechiyutan. And says Tosis, V'afil Allah is godless stam. Even an adult brings it up unspecifically. Shem Allah Hoysa Me'elis, maybe it wouldn't be effective. And he says, V'in L'daktik, don't infer that Mipnei HaKnima. He could say, of course it's going to be effective. Because the Mishnah says that he's bringing it up, because of the bugs, in Mechiyutan. So it would sound like Hostama, but unspecifically, that it would be Mechiyutan. Says it's not Abda, but to the contrary, Daik Mesefa. You can infer from the Sefer, the Ketan that says, in the Skavnu Lekach, if they're intending for the door, in Mechiyutan. So again, it sounds like Hostama, in Mechiyutan. So you can't really prove anything from the wording. Says Tosis, however, Imbishas hatal hel matinoikis, but if the child brought it up at the time when the dew is coming down, so then mashbetzanzik biyushalmi shein b'chiyutan, that would qualify for chiyutan, because the bereish mesechtes trumas ma'isi hach mishnah, so it brings this mishnah of bring up the fruits to the roof. Mefarash Yishalmi explains that ve'ezu ma'isa shalahen, so what's considered a ma'isa that's affected by ketanim? So Amar Avunah, he says betavas behen betal. It's when the child's holding on to the produce when the dew is coming down. But says Taisus, although it sounds like that it would be chiyutan, but b'shema, but maybe hai tafas behen betal, hai no hipach behen. Actually, maybe means to say that he's actually turning it over after the dew is on one side. Dukam Rabbi Yechon Hacha, which Rabbi Yechon says over here, that that's when it's would be, but you wouldn't know just bringing it up. Maybe that wouldn't be Hachshal Kabbatum. Or Yinami, another approach you could explain what the lashon of Tavas Ben Batal means to say, Kshatal Yairid, that when the dew is coming down, Malo Eisan, it's then that he's bringing it up. Kshatal Paisik Meridan, when the dew stops, then he brings it down. Okay, that's pretty obvious. But maybe in general, maybe it wouldn't be necessarily considered as Kiyuta. Taisus continues discussing Biyushalmi, Gabi Chamisha Lo Yitremu. There's five types that should not take off truma. From Tom, if they did, in truma some truma, the truma is not going to be truma. And as a continue type of Yudgim Lod Av, Yavcher, Shai, Tabakat, Bechulu, that it's not truma. So, Paruch, the Yerushalmi asks, Beichich Maisa Shalim Al Machshavtan, why don't you say that their actions prove regarding their thoughts? The Batanina and Taman, that we learned about the Helm, Cher, Shai, Tabakat, and Bechulu, that if they bringing it up, that you see that there's a ma'isa. So that's the question, that why are you saying that they can't separate truma? So Taisa says, now it's a little bit of a wonder, that ma maksha, what exactly is Yishami asking? Because the Betchil Sugya, in the beginning of the Sugya, Darsh Mikroi, they dashim from Sukkim, Dein Trumas and Truma. It says a pasuk that's not about Truma. It says, Dabal B'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, V'yikhali Truma, they should take Truma from me, Prad Lo'ibdi Kachavim. That excludes when they're not Jewish people, non-Jews. And when it says, Meis Kol Ish, from every man, Prad Lo'Katan, that excludes a minor. Ashayid Venu, that will donate, that's Prad Lo'Cher Shaita. So what are they asking that Cher Shaita B'Katan should be valid? So Tzai says, well, v'shema asmachta ba'almahi. Maybe it's just an asmachta, but it's not real, because it's a custom. But they're asking, maybe it should work. So, and Mitaracham, okay, so Yishami answers over there, oh, how do we know they're not qualified? V'nechshav lechem terumaschem. It says, and they're going to think for them they're truma, which means, esher kasuv b'machshava, that which it says that it has to be with a machshava, which is the wording of the pasuk of truma, ein ma'isa shloi mechiach ha-machshavta. Then we don't say his action will prove regarding his machshava. But if she'ein kasuv b'machshava, where it doesn't say in the term machshava, okay, then ma'isa shloi mechiach ha-machshavta. That's what we'll say, that his action will prove regarding his machshava. So Taisa explains pirush, in other words, kivin she'ikat truma b'machshava, since the primary halacha of truma, it says that it's done with a machshava, and v'kadin ein le'machshava, it doesn't have any thoughts inherently. So it's not logical that his action will prove regarding his machshava. Okay. Then the other parach Rabbi Yitzi kumi de Shmuel. Then Rabbi Yitzi asked in front of Shmuel, and he said, "Vare gitten? What do you do gitten? Shein kazav machshava. It doesn't say in the Torah that it has to be done with thought. And the imaisa shalem achich machshava. And still his thought does not prove his machshava because it's a tenina. We learned hakol kshirin lichter besaget. Everyone's kashrut right again. Vafel cheshet bekatan. But Vam Ravuni qualifies only behushesh pekeich amel gabav uchul. It's only if you have an adult overlooking. Why the child himself should be allowed to do it? Mataretz, and he answers that taman that over there by the case of get, the child would only be writing, but the husband would be doing the divorce. Here, the one who's thinking, the one who's doing the truma, so therefore that's different. That by get, you're right. Since they're not doing the gerushin, so their writing would not be effective, which is not the case by truma, that
they're the ones who are doing both. So if Nafa v'Nechshem, we would have thought to say that it would be Val Truma.
It says Taisa v'Tema l'Ri, it's a wonder to the Ri. Because Shabola Taritz v'Get Truma, they're coming to answer the question of from Get on Truma. But Mazel Ahiksha, but that's not actually what the Yerushalmi asked, but the Ahiksha Miget, actually they're asking from Get Ahid the Cotton Yeshle Maisa. They're actually asking on the case of a child that has a Maisa that if he turns over the payers so that the dew should go on it, that it's effective to make it susceptible to Tumah. And if that's the case, by writing the Get, it should be effective even without Gol Al Magamon. So what are they answering from Truma that wasn't the question? And another question is, that Ubalo Yerushalmi, that truth is without this Yerushalmi, Yeshlamu Ladaktik Bidvarm Halolo, we really would have to analyze these things because it's really hard to understand. Because the Kibin Kotn Yeshle Maisa, since he's saying a child has an action, Lahichiach Al Machshavtai, to prove regarding his thoughts, letting you get, so Nami Yabalo God Lamak above, then it should even be effective when you don't have the adult standing over him. So why actually does it need? And in parentheses, some have the gears and some don't. L'truma nami, for truma also, yael b'godl emagabob, it should be effective when you have the adult standing over him.